Parshas Kiseitse, you have the different, a lot of halachas put together. One of the halachas that's repeated is the inyan of kelayim, different inyan of kelayim. So you have kelei akerim, and you have lisachesh b'shor b'chamor yachtov and lisul b'shatnes. So three isurim that all kelayim in different ifanim. Kelei akerim, chrisho b'shor chamor, and kelei begodim. The general sense of kelayim in the Rishonim is that either you're sort of being created tagger on Maaseh Breishis. You're kind of saying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is not good. You're trying to redo the Bria. You're trying to create a Bria that's not there. All different types of Eifanim, of different ways of it's going kilo against the Kavanas HaBriya. That's one Eifin that Rishonim say in many different ways. There's another Inyan the Rishonim say that is the Meram is at it, Alder HaSoy, the Ramban, and others, something about combining two things that are not good to combine them. In other words, there's a certain reyesa of having the two things together in a way that's bad. The one I want to focus on, especially in this Inyan, where we have a little bit in Chazal a sense of the Chibur itself, is Osachos v'shor v'chamor yachtov. You have a pasuk of Osachos v'shor v'chamor yachtov. The fact that it's smack in the middle of the Dinyanei Kelayim would help us understand that this is the general sense of Kelayim by the Klali. So I want to go through a Lashon HaZoyar HaKadosh on this Inyan. And it says like this. By the Shor HaMor is a pair that appears in other places. One of the places it appears in is in Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov confronted Esav. So he said Vayhili Shor v'Chamor. So the Zohar says Inun Trei Gizrei Dinin. These are two mazikim, two koiches of Ra. The Kadmis Chabron Tavay Kechada, when they combine as one, when they become attached to each other, Lo Mischabron Lavosha Balma. It's a union that creates destruction, or creates bad. Or begin kach siv, and that's the reason why we have Leisach Shbeshor V'Chamor Yachdov, that the Shor V'Chamor together is bad, and Yaakov Avinu was telling Lavan that I was able to be misgaber on it. That's one place where the Zohar describes the two nyanim as being ra. A second place, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says Ashreichem Zohar al kol mayim. Fortunate are the people who plant with lots of water, with much water. Meshalchei regel asher v'chamor. They're able to send a shor and chamor. The sense of the pasuk, the pasuk of shat and the pasuk over there, is that if you do a lot of planting and there's a lot of water, it allows you to send the shor and the chamor feeding also. In other words, the sense of the pasuk, the pasuk sense of the pasuk is that you get a lot. The Zohar says, "Inon trei kasri smola." Ragla shor v'chamor are two koiches of ra. Kasri means ksorim. Two koiches of ra. The chidun bu amin akum, that the umes ha'olam are grave onto it. The ikun shor v'chamor. Notice there's a koich of ra called shor. There's a koich of ra called chamor, and both of these koiches are together. The umes ha'olam hold onto those koiches. And that's what Yaakov's response was when he said "Vayili shor v'chamor." Begin the lovin chakim av v'charshin, because lovin was a machashiv. Ubeinan kasin tatoyin. With those koiches of tuma, beinan boil oiv the Yaakov. He wanted to destroy Yaakov, like it says Arami oiv it avi. Va itmar ukeshi yisrael zakoyin. And when Klal Yisrael has chusim, and Klal Yisrael is doing right, v'shalchelahu, they're able to push away. V'lo yochle shalte elayhu. Ahudichsiv Mishalchi Regla Shova Hamur Delishaltibu Bechulu. In other words, that's the sense in the Pasuk, they get rid of the Shova Hamur. If the Zaria Kolmayim, they get rid of Shova Hamur. So he says, when they come together, the world couldn't stand. If Shor and Chamor came together, the world couldn't stand. The Shor and Chamor together can't. Says a person shouldn't allow Kohanim to creep in, and so on and so forth. That's the end of that Zohar. So the Ma'aseh of the Zohar Kodesh says that Shor and Chamor together is a zivug of Ra. When they combine together, you get a Ra that's destructive. And the Koyach of Yaakov and Klal Yisrael, when they do right, are able to overcome it. There's another place. There's a sefer called Megala Mukus, very very deep sefer. He says that he brings this pasuk of Shor and Chamor, and he says that by the reason why Yishmael, why Esav went to marry a daughter of Yishmael, was because he knew that by combining Shor and Chamor together, he would be able to destroy Yaakov, and he was a b'china of Shor, Yishmael was a b'china of Chamor, and it was that shidduch of Esav and Yishmael was supposed to be a shidduch of Zivug Shor v'Chamor, and that's where Yaakov Avinu said, I overcame them both. That was sort of the dialogue between Yaakov and that's so the same nekuda, same inyan, that there's a koyach, there are two koyachs in the Briyah, each one itself is not absolutely destructive, and yet when they come together, it's almost impossible. The Zelumaseh, so we definitely need to understand what are we talking about over here. So we're talking about an extraordinary potential for bear in the Bria, and it's a combination of two koiches, and obviously, you know, we're not concerned with Esav and Yishmael, we're concerned with ourselves. And there's something connected that. What's connected that? So Chazal, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara Baba Kama, it says that if a person is oisik in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, those two in Yanim, the person is zoicha to this pasuk of Mashalche Regal Shav Chamor, because Ashrei Zoria Kol Mayim, Zriya is Kineged Torah. Zriya is Kineged Chesed, and Mayim is Kineged Torah. So Zori Kol Mayim is Torah. Gemilas Chasodim is the hefech of the Meshalchei Regel Shor v'Chamor. So now we have Ra in a certain oifen of Chibur, that we don't have a Havana, what are we talking about over here? What Chibur of Koyches are we talking about? What oifen? And we have a Chibur of Koyches of Toiv, that's called Zriya and Mayim, and that is Kineged that. One more nekuda to understand that we're dealing with very shayushdik and haggis. The two inyanim, the two kedushas bechoyer in the bria is a shor and chamor. There's only two kedushas bechoyer. We understand in the sense that there's kedushas bechoyer. What it tells me is that these are very racious digan hagis. Bechoira means it's a root, it's the first, it's the beginning. You know, Shor and Chamor are sort of roots of certain koiches, inyanim, and that's why they both have an inya bechoira. And we need to get a sense of what are we talking about in terms of teichin. What are you talking about over here? So let's be aimed a little bit, and let's understand a little bit the shayrish, because it goes to the root of things. We're talking about a koyach of ra that is ultimately destructive, and it's only because you keep them apart, like two chemicals that if you come together becomes destructive. You keep them apart. And midach gisa, if there's certain kaiches of toiv that a person has that pushes it away. So let's talk about it. The Gemara says, when we talk about the different kaiches of a person, toiv, ra, yetzer toiv, yetzer, we can list them, many, many different types. There are many different ifanim. We can list them by yevarim. You can list them just a list of koiches. There's a rishima from the Shara Kedusha of Chaim Vital lists four different koiches. We saw that many times. It's connected the four so-called elements of Eish, Avir, Mayim, and Ofer. And koiches and nefesh of a person falls along this axis. Eish is kas and gaiva. Avir is dibur and betelim. Ofer is atzlus and so on. And mayim is tanugas. That's one way of doing it. That's another way of listing it. There's another way which reduces the koiches to two yusaitis. Let's first take a look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then understand where those two kaiches come from, and we'll give them a name. The name. The goyin is the one who uses this terminology the most often. The goyin is talmidim. This also spilled over in other ones, but he's the goyin says in Mishlei, numerous amount of times at that. So yo, that the two kaiches of ra. If we're to boil down a person's ra, he calls one koyach ha-ka'asoni and one koyach ha-ta'avoni. Kas and taiva. Let's take a look. So fine, I mean, to us, kas and taiva are example of many, many, two of many different kinds. I mean, he's boiling down all ra, all yetzaharas, all ra to two. Let's understand the shayrish of those. And we'll see. It has to have some seichel to it. It has to be understood in a way that's koilel all the koiches. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Antoninus asked Rabbi Nar Kaddish, Guf and Neshama yochel lifter atzam in adin. That a Guf and Neshama, if they wanted to, could pat themselves in din. Why? Because after a person dies, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is dan a person, and he is dan the Neshama. The Neshama says, I'm Kaddish, I'm Tohar. The Neshama says, I'd be Tohiri. Leharaya, the day that I died, I'm like a Malach, nothing. I haven't done one ever since I died. The Guf, HaKadosh Baruch comes to the Guf says, I'm a piece of dead meat in a cave. There's nothing I could possibly do. So what do you want from me? You see, the problem was the Neshama. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh answered him with a mashal. He said, the mashal to a Melach that had a pardis. And he had a lot of luscious fruit, and he was scared that whoever he hires as a watchman is going to eat it. So he hired two watchmen. One was blind, and one was paralyzed. So the blind one didn't see the fruits. He would just kind of walk around here if anybody's coming in and yell. The paralyzed guy couldn't get to any one of them. So it was a shut fist that would work. So the king left. And the one who was paralyzed told the other one, you know, that there's a fantastic amount of fruit here. It's awesome. As he said, well, I don't know what there is and where to get it. So he says, piggyback me on your back, and I'll tell you where to go. So he piggybacked him, and he directed him, and, you know, he took and so on. So the melech came back. And he saw the fruit's missing. So he said, okay, what happened? So he said, what fruit? And he said, where could I go? So the melech piggybacked one on top of the other, and he was done there. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Same thing he said with the Neshama and the Guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mark of the two together, and that's how he's done. That's the Gemara. I want to understand the toichin of we're being magdir in what we call Tzuras Adam. In its most fundamental oifin, is a harkava of two different types of capabilities. There's the koyach of a passive enjoyment. A person has a physical self that derives pleasure, gets pleasure from different things, macholas and so on. The tshuka in a person to receive pleasure is passive. I want to sit back in the couch, lay on the couch, and have delicacy stuff down my throat. The koyach of tainug, the rutzen for tainug, is a passive. It's to get pleasure. The word get pleasure is an accurate rendition of how we understand it. We're passive, and we let it envelop us with pleasure. Sometimes later you have to get up and get the stuff. So okay, good. It's a price that you have to pay, but that's not mimina pleasure. There's a second koyach in a person, and a person wants to do, accomplish, conquer, mold, an active drive in a person. A person who's ambitious. You'll find even a lot of times those kochos are not, a person who's ambitious to do things, it's not, the person who wants to have more money doesn't really has the time to sit and enjoy it, because he'd rather be involved in doing it, making it, building it, buying it, merging it, and so on and so forth. That's a koyach that is the active drive of a person. And those two are as radically different as you can get. The koyach of tainug, of taiva, is a koyach of is a koyach that is passive, and it's not only b'mikra passive. It's a passivity. I'm in the mode of absorbing pleasure. And the koyach, the other koyach in a person is a koyach, an active koyach, a desire to do, a desire to push, to make, to create, and so on. Those two koyaches stem from the harkava of the adam. That's an almost theoretical koyaches. They stem from the shirish of the harkava of a person. The guf is a passive kli. It's something which by its nature doesn't have drive to it. It's a thing, and it sort of gets pleasure sensations from good things that happen to it, if it's cool, if it's pleasant, if it's soft, if it's sweet, and so on. And then there's a koyach hanefesh, and without using the word neshama mamish, like we're not talking about the neshama in the sense of being a good, but the more the desire that people want to conquer, the famous Gemara, it says Alexander came to Arachoshech and he met the women. They fed him loaves of gold, and he said, "Well, don't you have regular bread?" And they said, "Well, you're missing bread." In other words, the Nikavis are the koyach of taiva. It's a passive tainuk, and b'meila they said, "If you have bread, what are you conquering the world for? What do you want? You have bread. You have water. You have whatever you want." And Alexander was a koyach of the zocher, which is darker lichboish. A zocher has much more pronounced koyach of being the active one, of drive, of ambition, of greed, all those koyaches. And that's where the two, that was the sort of meeting of those two koyaches. That koyach doesn't like it. It says v'nefesh lo simale. So Chazal say, it's a pasuk in Koheles, that the nefesh by its nature doesn't become full. It's driven because it's driven, and not because it's necessarily getting something. So for the person who's asik in tanugim, so as long as he has the food he needs, whatever it is that he's going to be tiny from, as long as he has it, that's it. With that, the action stopped. For the person who's more driven by his nefesh, having is only a stepping stone to moving to the next challenge and the next conquest and so on. Those are two basic koyches mushrish in a person, mitzaris harkava of nefesh and guf. The each one of these has its shirish, its potential for ra. Like everything, each one of us can become. So in the koyches of guf, ta'avoni, that's what the Goyim calls ta'avoni, taiva, desire to elicit pleasure, to sort of be pleased. Placid, be pleased. That's koyach ha-tavoni in a person, and it's makom moishav is the guf. The koyach of ka'asoni, kas, if you think about it, a person gets angry. The typical scene for getting angry is where your desire to accomplish or to do was thwarted. I'm trying to get someplace and there's something blocking me. I'm trying to get this done and it's not getting done. The typical kas, the typical prototype for kas is, I'm trying to get something done and it's not happening. Someone's blocking it, someone's not doing their job. What? That's kas. In other words, when the koiches ha-nefesh of drive, of ambition, of doing, are stymied, the reaction is kas. Because it's sort of, you're jailing the person's expansion, and the koyach of expansion doesn't take easily to being kept in, to being restrained, and that's where you get the koyach of kas. That's the reaction kas. So the two koyaches of ra, obviously that's a koyach of ra, the kas sheboy is the koyach of ra. In other words, where the person does because he wants to do, and when his ratzon is not fulfilled, he's upset, that's the way it becomes ra and kas. But mitzad, the etzim desire to do, to accomplish, is kizek al adam, that is adam. So we have two, a person etzim is a cover of two koyches, and those two koyches are shrushim for ra, for the koyach kasoni and koyach tavoni, and that's how they, and that's when they're ra, and those are the two types of ra. That's the pshat in Shor v'Chamor. Yishmoel's koyach was primarily tanugim. Yishmoel is the shoresh of niuf, and b'meila of taiva of niuf, and that's one type of koyach. The koyach of Esav is ritzicha. It says he was sod noshim mitachs baleim ma'ano isam. He wasn't interested in noshim. He was interested in the noshim of somebody else. It bothered him that somebody else had his own wife, and he needed to take it. So Esav is the koyach hara. He's kas. He's red. He's the ritzicha. All of those in yonim are shayach to Esav. Taiva is shayach to Esav, to Yishmael. Let's take a look in koyches ha'adam. Let's take a look at a person. If a person has a person who's osak in tanugim, and he's not doing very much. He's sitting on the couch and just sort of munching potato chips kind. And he's not doing much. It's not satisfying because the person has a nefesh also. And something is restless in him. And I can tell him, and we can tell ourselves, listen, do you really think it's worth spending life like that? Do you really think that this is something that you want to live and die with this it? Don't you feel that you have more to yourself? And that's a very, very, so in that way, that's a service for that person. On the other hand, the person who is restless and energetic and he's driving and pushing and doing, you're supposed to harness that be'etzim is a koyach of toiv, and you're supposed to harness it to things like to accomplish, to do good, to realize toiv in the world, and so on. An idealism of sorts. But when a person harnesses the two, when his dream is the great house, his dream is the car, his dream is this or that, so the person's two koiches are complementing each other in a terrible way. The person feels very fulfilled. I'm doing my work, I'm active, I'm doing, I'm going to buy this, and it's this, and I have this, and I'm going to trade this, and so on and so forth. And then the person, what he's done is, instead of, in each one of these two has a loose end that Toiv can get into. And when those two connect with each other, it becomes almost impossible to break it apart. And that's why those two koiches in the Bria, when they come together, are a churban to the Bria. Because a world that's decadent collapses, falls apart, and anyone who's a Baal Nefesh says, Nefesh Lo Yisumalei, Life is not just sitting back doing nothing. Doing nothing is not satisfying. People who inherit tons of money and do nothing and end up committing suicide or looking for something else to do, the person has a nefesh and doesn't allow it. But when a person harnesses his two koichas together, those two koichas, and he marries them off in a very unholy alliance, then it becomes indestructible. And that's why the b'chinas, when kasani and tavani, when shor and chamor come together, that becomes a terribly destructive force. There's a counter to it. In Ruchnius, if we ask ourselves what is needed to develop a person in Ruchnius, so there are two elements. If a person doesn't have an enjoyment in doing in Ruchnius, if a person doesn't enjoy learning, if a person doesn't enjoy the fact that his money is helping somebody, if he doesn't enjoy the fact that when a person interacted with him, the person came away feeling better than when he started. If a person doesn't have the sense of that I'm able to keep tabs on my kochos and that's an impossible task to ask a person to do it. There's just so much a person can do by force. Force is only good, it's like a car. It's good to push a car if the motor is going to start up. But if there's nothing doing there, if a person has no tam, no taiva, no cheshek, no tainug. Olam Haba is a place with its kulei oineg of taiv. Then it's not going to last. But there's a second way. If a person enjoys learning, the people are very bright, or they have like a learning type mind, and they enjoy it. The svar is neat, and it's geschmack, and it's deep, and it's a brilliant chap, and all the things that a Baal Seichel enjoys, but there's no fire in it. There's no sense of, you know what, if I push and drive and do, I will someday be of such stature, be of such knowledge. If the person's active koiches, if there's no brand, if there's no fire, if there's no ambition in learning, it's just enjoyable. Okay, if he's saying a share, I listen, and it's enjoyable. That's dead. So a person is going to feel, no, the person is not going to progress in Ruchnius just because he enjoys it. If there's no sense of the koichas of ambition in a person, of drive, that's hooking up with it, it's not going to go. And that's why Chazal say, Ashe Zere, I'll call Mayim, Zriya is a pu'ula, Mayim is a yanika. Water you enjoy. You don't water. I'll call Mayim means you plant it on water. The water comes to you. Water is the shayush of tanugim, like in Reb Chaim Vital's setup. So you have to be zeri al kol Mayim. In order to the zelum azeh of shayur and chamoyer is a zri al kol Mayim. And that's something which is it's a chibur letoiv of the opposite. Chazal say that is zeich l'nachla shnei shvotim. The Gemara says it in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah in Bukam very similar, but Avodah Zarah has a little bit more. Zarah to nachla shnei shvotim of Yosef and of Yisachar. Yosef is called a shor, chor shor hadoloi, and Yisachar is called chamor gorem. Yisachar is extraordinary how Chazal tapped into such amkus. Yisachar is a chamor. A chamor sits in one place. A chamor doesn't move much. A chamor is there. The ma'ale of a chamor is you can pack a lot of stuff on him. He's able holding on stuff. He's not a terrible mobile animal. Doesn't run. Its main koyach is to be there. Yisachar, it says, didn't go to Golos. If Yisachar had to move, the Gemara says in Megillah, they were big chachamim Yisachar, but when they went into Golos, they lost it because it's a type of chachma that needs yishuv adas, and it needs to be in one place, and it needs to sit. That's the mahus of Yisachar as a chamor. Yosef was the one who went first. He was the one who was the active element of the shvatim. He went. He was also the Baal Chesed. He says he's Mashpil Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. He's the Mashpia. And that's the Koyach of the active Koyach in Surah Sada. So the Sheir and Chamor of Kedusha are Yosef and Yisachar because they represent those two nekudas of Toiv. Yosef is the active one. He's the Pchinas Chesed Sheboy. He's the Mashpia. Those are all nekudas of active ones. And Chamor is the one, and Yisachar's Chamor, he's the one who's Misaneg Al Hashem. When it says you misaneg Al Hashem. He's the one who sits and his nefesh is delighted from Das Elokim and so on and so forth. So Chazal say that if a person has in himself those two koiches, it's a zelumaseh. So in the inyan of Kalayim, Chazal taught us that there are koiches in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created elements, so to speak, and then as a person goes on, he's mezavik certain elements. We combine things, and that's how we grow things and create things. We take a bria that's relatively simple and we make it more complex. The Torah gave us asharis as to what koyches are compatible with each other, and what koyches are not compatible with each other, and which koyches, when they come together, are a terrible churban. And which koyches that come together are tremendous tikkun. If we ask ourselves, it's a turning point for many of us. We've moved on to yeshiva, and it's the first time, in a sense, when life is not being dictated to us, but we have some sense of beginning to direct our own lives. It's coming Rosh Hashanah, we're just about there, and a person is making chesed nefesh. And it is important to make a chesed nefesh on pratim, yes, and everyone has his own pratim to be metaken and to worry about and to think about. But there's also a need to step back and have a bigger sense of self. If we ask a person himself, what's the most important tafkid, what's the most important development that could take place with me in a yeshiva? What's the most important ruchnistic development that will anchor in place? Some of us are seeing the horizon moving on, and what do I need to put into place before I go weiter? And the answer is, for things to be lasting, meaningful, or getting in place, requires a zivug of guf and nefesh. A person's koyach hatainug needs to be in tune with ruchnius. And it can be developed. It's not the place to speak about here. In other words, as a person gets into it, a person begins to feel the enjoyment of it and pleasure of it. That's a very important piece, because without that, nothing's going anywhere. And then secondly, the person's ambition. A person is looking in life, a healthy person who's emotionally and mentally sound is ambitious. I'm 20, I'm 18, I'm 25, and I have a life ahead of me, and I expect something of myself. What's my dream? And being honest, one person's dream is, it's always important to start with being honest, is I'd like to live in a fancy place, have something nice, yeah, not give a lot of stuck, and do a lot of kibbutz and Torah, and a lot of learning, and this and that, and so on and so forth. It's sort of, and it's a tax, but it's not my realization. But a person needs to harness his koyches hanefesh, that, you know, when it's over, I want to stand on top of real yedias haTorah, real having lived a life of accomplished things outside of it, accomplished, not gotten things, but accomplished things. Tztaka, when we talk about Chazal, say tztaka and Torah. Tztaka is the shorish of chesed, is where I... Taiva and Tainug is an inward process. I want things in the world to please me. The arrows of the circle around are headed inside. They're all facing towards me. Stuck, a chesed is the sheirish of out, of going out. That's why it's the first midah. First midah is ispashtus. A person's ambition is to have done, to have accomplished, to have been honest. The person needs to feel that his koyches of doing, of drive, are hooked up to the right warhead. That the missiles and the warhead match, and they're going the right place. The Torah warns us that if the things a person wants, everybody has his taivas. As long as they remain taivas, they wither. You know, slowly a person gets past them. But when he marries them off to his drives, long after he enjoys the car, he still feels the accomplishment of I got this car that no one else has. That's a very, very, that means it's indestructible. Because even when he gets past the enjoyment, he's still driven for it. What a person needs to put himself is, and on the personal training level, it means to learn how to learn with a certain bren, with a certain fire, not passive learning, not listening, but talking, yelling, pushing, driving, and even if it's mechanical at first, but it's sort of, you know, everyone has a nefesh that wants, that has those koiches, and if a person pushes the car a little bit, the engine does kick into it. And a person needs to begin to draw tainuk from it. And a lot of times if you think about it, if a person had a seder that he enjoyed, he got the Gemara down clear, he heard a svara that he felt was deep, he heard a svara he felt was emes, things clicked into place, he had some sense of something, dwell on it, tell yourself, it's good. Tamu ru ki toiv. A person needs to emphasize themselves, it's pleasant, it's enjoyable. The crossroads, both in terms of the year and time of the year, and is in this inyan. On the one hand, there's the kelayim. It says it's a fascinating. There's a Zohar that says that if a person marries a kusis, a goya, he's over on kelayim, and it says in first, it says over on kelayim kerem, because that's called kerem, is over on the kelayim of shor v'chamor, because he's taking klal yisrael's drives and harnessing to goyish tanugim, and that's a terrible thing. It's worse. Goyim agoyim yinayidin. So a goy putters in his little narish kaik, that's fine. But when you take yiddish koiches, a goy has his little his games, his movies, his napsena. But when you take yiddish nefesh and you blow it up with all the koiches, that's kelayim. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. On the one hand, the Torah warns us, and the way our Katmoinu and Mekavlum, that the Loisachish, the Chrisha of a Shor and a Chamor together bring a Churban to the world. The Zivuk Shor v'Chamor is the Zivuk of Yishmael Esav, which is the Shorish of Churban in the world. On the other hand, the Shorish of Chiyus in the world, the Shorish that gives Klal Yisrael the ability to withstand any combination of Oivim, is the combination of Chesed and Torah. And like we said before, It's not just the turn of chesed, it's the koiches in it. It's the tainuk sheva ruchnius, and it's the fire in the ruchnius. The nekudas that we need to put into place for ourselves is that a person should be zerikol mayim. A person should find himself a makom of tainuk and ruchnius, and a person should invest the koiches and the drive of zriya. And when a person invests those koiches, he's mishal hiregal shor v'chamor. Good chance.